What can we do? What can anyone do who is interested in strengthening their networks, in having stronger and more resilient networks?
Well, I think there's a lot you can do, but there's only so many hours in the day. So I would start by figuring out what it is you need and then go from there. So, you know, there's an exercise I've done with folks before. Jessica, you want to try this with me? Okay. Why don't you take a piece of paper and make a list of, say, 3 or 4 areas of work that you do on a regular basis, you know, on any given week. I mean, I'm a particularly visual person. So for me, I like to say, you know, each corner of my page gets an area. And if I wrote a list, it might be something like assessment, development program design, resources, finding, adapting, developing, and connecting, you know, chances to learn, or maybe through connecting to people in my network or partners or whatever it is. So that would be my list. How about you guys?
I'm writing them down. I had a similar one. I had program design, and I had facilitating and communications.
Okay, great. So for each area of work now, you're going to map how your network or networks connect to it. So think about, for each area of work, maybe just for now, let's just take one. Think about who you're connected to in order to do what's needed. And then write it down.
So many people. I should have chosen a different one.
I mean, you can pick another one if you prefer. For comparison purposes, it is kind of handy to have more than one to look at.
That's interesting. So for program design, I have a whole mess of people. And for facilitation, I have two.
So you can't quite do this with numbers, right? But sometimes you can. So the question really is, looking at, say, program design, is that an area where you feel strong, that if you need something, you can get it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. That's a place where your network is strong. Mm-hmm. Now, facilitation, you have 5 people. So maybe 5 is right. Is that an area where you feel that if you need something, you can get it?
That's definitely harder, especially with more things online, because it's so much nicer to have a second person to facilitate. And because of the kind of work I do, I'm often facilitating on my own. So I would say it's not a no, because I know that if I had a question, I could go to one of you three and you would help me. But but it's a no in that there are some things that I need as a facilitator that that I can't get, or that are very difficult to get.
Okay. So I think you just learned something valuable. You can see where your network is strong, and you can see where you would benefit from growing your network. Now, this is not, I mean, this is not by any means a full mapping of your network, which is something people rarely do, actually. And very often when people actually sit down and they do a full network mapping exercise, they're shocked by how many people they're connected to, right? Because maybe they're not actively using them. They haven't thought about how to apply, how to connect the relationship to what's happening in their lives.
But could I add something to this, though? Because of this very quick exercise we just did, I just realized now that as it relates to facilitation, I remembered talking to one of the connections that I have in my program design network about how they were training their support staff person to be like their tech facilitator. So when they do a session online, they were training them to be sort of the second person that kind of helps out in the background. And I just realized I could do the same thing. And on top of that, I just realized a second person that I could connect with in order to fill out my needs for my facilitation. So I just wanted to make that connection there, that this exercise is really helpful.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad. Yeah, no, that's absolutely, you've got exactly right, right? People who are connected to one area of work are very often helpful in another area. You know, think of it as your own personal cross-pollination, right, between sections of your network. So, but yeah, I think this is the place to start. Start by saying, what is happening in my world, right? Who am I connected to? Who supports me? And where do I need more? Even if you don't necessarily know what more is. And some, you know, if you can't figure it out from just looking at the list of areas of work, you can look, figure it out very often from looking at a little network mapping exercise like this one.